Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Y'all, this Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, love them, love. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterday.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is what it is.
Hey, hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down a rock, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what it's foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's sleeping the bands, I'm coming out like.
Now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Boom! Guess who steps in the room? It's your Diva Squad! Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of A Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. My diva's in the building. What's going on?
Hey!
Right.
Hola, hola. Hey, hey.
Oh, we bilingual
hola,
tonight.
Hola,
hola. Hola, Opito.
I was like, hola, okay.
Yeah, we bilingual. There's a difference. Good evening, folks. You are now on GQ Palace Live. I'm sorry, I gotta catch myself. You on Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. You got Miss Mo Better, you got Storm, and you have Ray Queen in the building. We promote 18 and older callers. It's an adult show. We deal with strictly opinions over here. We're not here to fix anybody. We will support you if we can, but we're not here. We're not licensed psychologists, so we cannot fix nothing. So,
not yet, but soon.
Not yet. We're working on it. I think everybody in school.
That's right. Soon we will be.
Everybody's a student. For starters, anybody that's in the tri-state area or in the eastern seaboard, it's snowing. Travel safe.
Oh my God!
Don't be trying to break no records because on my way home from work today, there was a truck on its side. Right at the pole.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh
I took a picture of it. I had to sneak a picture because, you know, police and stuff were everywhere. But,
right.
You know, and they was in like a suburban, too. It's like people in these big trucks and stuff, like, try to take advantage thinking, oh, I'm in a truck. I'm not going to flip. We good.
Mm-hmm. I think somebody died in that accident. They were talking about it on Channel 12. They had a picture of a
really?
White truck.
This was in Wading River?
I don't know. Was it on the highway?
No, this was over on Wading River. Like right there almost by Calverton Cemetery.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
It's bad
outside.
I can't even see. I'm looking out the door right now. It's crazy white outside.
It's a big difference between earlier today when I was at work and, you know, first thing in the morning. And I just wanted to point out, too, how, like, sometimes we depend so much on the weather, you know. And sure enough, the weather reporters, the news, we depend on them so much. And the snow was supposed to start yesterday at like 7 o'clock and then at midnight. And then next, you know, it was like, okay, so when's the snow coming? Went to work today and everything. On my way to work, it had a little bit of ice, a little bit of sleet, you know. By the time I got off work, the snow was coming down like a little bit. I just looked outside. Do you see how much snow is out there?
Yes. Yes. Crazy.
Yeah, real quick.
It's ridiculous.
Real quick.
I think I'm going to be snowed in.
Well, see, my thing is, if it's going to snow, don't give us a little something just to make my ride miserable. You know, no offense, so I don't have to go to work the next day. I'm greedy. But I better be careful what I wish for, right?
Definitely.
Be
you
careful.
See, it's coming down right now.
Yeah, they said it's supposed to, you know, well, they're always saying something, but it's supposed to all night. You know, it's supposed to. This is when we're supposed to get the most snow. It's overnight.
Overnight. Okay.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. I don't know how much snow we're going to get, but let me tell you, right about now, I'm like, you'd be a fool to go out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't go. Just stay put where you at.
I don't want to because I'm supposed to be, you know, going home at 12 o'clock, but don't look like I'm going home at 12 o'clock.
I was
going
to say, I don't know if you're going home at 12 o'clock, Diva.
I'm stuck in the
bathroom. I mean, is there somewhere for you to sleep there, though? I'm just saying. All right.
And your little office. Your office, girl. Your office.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
You know
that. I'm just checking.
Yeah.
So there's a difference in what it was doing earlier based on what it's doing right now. Yeah, that's the only reason I said that, because there's a big difference. Though the lakes are bigger, you know.
So definitely. Even if you do gotta travel out there, please just go sleep. Go slow.
Yeah. Go slow.
Be safe about it.
And call me when you get home. Don't call me while you're driving.
I sure will.
You know what? I put myself now to, like, bury my phone. You know, I'm going to put my phone in my bag or something, because I'll have a tendency to look at it when I'm driving.
Not right now. Not in this weather, girl.
Any weather. It takes, like, 2 seconds, and you be up a tree.
Yep. You know what? You all right. You are absolutely right.
Oh, I'm training myself now. So, like, you know, that phone just got to wait. And 9 out of 10 times would be my son calling. Mom, where you at? Mom, I'm hungry. Where you at?
Can I get some brownies next? Did I make brownies tonight, Mom?
Yeah.
My kids.
Yeah.
But you know, we're extremely thankful for them, you know, extremely thankful.
Yes.
But definitely just want to say shout out to Sharice and T. Their birthday was yesterday. So definitely want to say shout out to them.
And happy birthday.
And Sharice, happy birthday to my cousin Terencia, too. Her birthday is actually tomorrow.
Happy birthday. I was like, oh my God, like, I'm getting kind of up there.
And what?
I mean, Sharice being, you know, 26. Yeah, Sharice being 26. I was like, ooh.
Wow.
Exactly. Like, wow, it's right. 26?
Yeah.
I feel like growing up. It was just yesterday, and we were changing diapers.
Yeah.
Well, you have another birthday coming up soon, right?
Yes. My 26th birthday is coming up.
Oh, boy.
That's your story.
Look, I hope you figured out your work schedule.
Yes.
I'm off from Thursday to Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, because you know, they be working like a runaway slave, you know, so. I was hoping she figured it out. Like, all right, so when are you off?
I is off.
All right, good. So then it's celebration time.
We're
figuring
something out.
Partying
that weekend. Yeah, the whole weekend, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
The whole weekend. I can't wait.
Yes.
Y'all know I'm a mess.
That's all right. Look, we'll be going to have some fun, so that's all that matters.
Exactly.
We're definitely gonna have some fun and enjoy ourselves, you know, with the whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
But how you guys doing? You guys all right? How's everything with you guys?
We do that in conference call.
Oh, is that bad? Damn. I mean, is that bad?
No, it could be that good. It's just it ain't to share with everybody.
Oh, all right. Well, I've been all right. You know, the usual. We made it safe and sound. You know, we did not win, unfortunately, but we definitely enjoyed ourselves. You know, I want to just point out that, you know, when you have, you know, when we talk about it sometimes as far as, like, women uplifting each other and everything, we don't do enough of it. So, you know, we definitely had a good, productive weekend outside of everything else, of just, like, you know, uplifting each other and enjoying the positive environment and the positive company that we were in. So definitely want to shout those ladies out for, you know, having a good weekend and, you know, being able to coexist together, you know, in a positive manner. So definitely shout out to them ladies, you know.
You kind of stressed out a little bit together.
Yeah. You know, I'm a handful, you know me. So I'm a handful. But so, did you guys have anything you want to talk about tonight? Because I do.
You know I do.
So go ahead, Diva. Let's see what you got there.
tonight I wanted to speak about how the system and everybody failed that little four-year-old girl, Asia Carr, from Cleveland.
Oh, my God. Get out of my head.
To the mother and her boyfriend who were charged with murder.
Yeah. It's now, so sad. It's so sad.
The stuff
bad.
About it. Now, where the daycare center that she was going to was documenting every time the little girl had a complaint, I still fail to see where they said they called the authorities. I didn't see that anywhere, where they said they called the authorities. And, you know, listen, I have a niece that broke her leg. As soon as she went to the hospital, the first thing they did was call CPS on my brother.
Of course.
My sister.
Of course.
You understand what I'm saying?
The little girl went to the hospital a few times. For, you know, black eyes. She could have a black eye. They had so much documentation on this little girl having a black eye, a bruised face, bruised arm, crying, being upset, and, you know, like so many red flags that these people did not pay attention to.
I
personally feel that everybody failed her.
Yes.
I feel like the father failed her, you know, because there was a video and he asked her if she wanted to go with her mom, and she was like, no, I want to stay with you. You know, I feel like if the school saw the bruises on her, then he had to see something, you know. So I feel like he failed her. I feel like the mother obviously failed her. I feel like the daycare failed her. I feel like the CPS, ACS, I feel like they failed her.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I don't know what they were thinking, but another child is now gone.
Well, see, you know what it is?
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like everybody failed her. I'm sorry.
They were thinking about covering themselves. They didn't think about that little girl. Well, let's write this down. At least that she said, why not call the people? If she told y'all her mother did that, mommy hit me, what does that tell you? Like, really? No.
Yeah, yep. It's so hurtful, though.
I think should be brought up charges because you had this stuff documented and you failed to report it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I'm going to tell you, even the lady, I think it was at the daycare, she got on the news and was talking and everything. And I'm sorry, but I feel like she should have been arrested.
Yeah.
I feel like
because we are
mandated reporters, you know, and I don't believe that if their documentation was correct that they wouldn't have came and taken her, you know what I'm saying? Or even when she went to the hospital several times. You went to the hospital with all these different bruises and stuff on you. Any other time you see on TV, they call ACS, CPS, everybody. They come in there. They don't even let the kid go back with the child. This child was able to go to the hospital and then go back home regardless. No, I disagree.
Yeah.
I feel like
several times.
So many people need to be held accountable for this, and this is the reason why certain things happen.
Right.
It's because of this. People drop the ball. There's no follow through, you know, and no one's not doing anything about it.
The story ends here. She's gone, and that's it.
The child lost a significant amount of weight over the course of the last, you know, couple of weeks or whatever. The child was starved and beaten and neglected. I mean, she would be crying. She would, you know, I mean, so, like I said, so many red flags that were just ignored. Why?
They said that the father tried to get expedited custody of the daughter, and they kept denying him. For whatever reason.
I wonder why. I mean, I know you don't know the answer, but I'm just saying why. You know,
I don't know his lifestyle, if his lifestyle played a part in them not giving him custody. I don't know what his lifestyle is like. So, you know, a lot of times that plays a part, too. Where the father's lifestyle is a certain type of way. But, I mean, the interaction that he had with his daughter, on the videos that I saw, it appeared that he was very loving to his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? I feel like, forgive me, I don't want to be devil's advocate. I don't want to be Miss Debbie Downer. But I feel like even videos can be deceiving, you know, because the affection and stuff that you might get, not saying that
could be staged,
in general.
just say in general, yep. not speaking just in, you know, in their situation, but I feel like sometimes when you can watch a video and that 5 minutes or that few seconds can be something where you're like, wow, like this parent really loves this child. And then mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they can be spanking them, beating them, being abused, and
yep.
no one will ever know. Because
yep.
you know what? That
exactly.
2 minutes on that video, you showed so much emotions and so much feelings, you know? So I just feel like everybody failed, you know, everybody failed her. And I'm going to tell you, I saw this on Facebook. Somebody had put up there, stop sharing a picture of this guy crying over the baby. Did you guys see that?
No. No, I didn't see
okay.
it, but
so,
there are two sides to every story, you know.
I'm going to tell you, hold on, just give me 2.5. I'm going to sum it up for you pretty much.
I saw the picture of him crying over her casket.
So this is the post that this person put up there. The person was saying, stop showing me the father crying over his dead daughter. I have sympathy for 2 minutes. That baby told everybody that she was being abused. I'll just say it the way they put it. Since her crying is dead, her school, her doctor, the state, the N picked her up, how many times the bruises on her, heard which numbers of stories, and returned her every single time back to the mom. It says, you know, F out of here pretty much. Yes, I'm judging. No more grieving for him nor any other mother, you know what, that knew about it. Would you rather be in jail for doing something and disobeying the court order, or would you rather have your kid dead because you denied the fact that your kid was being abused and brought the kid right back? That's what this person put on Facebook. They felt like, and I understood. Forgive me,
uh-huh.
I understood about it because I felt like we are sharing. Hello? Yeah, okay. I felt like we are sharing the post. You know, I personally didn't share the post, but a lot of people are sharing the post of the father
uh-huh.
crying and whatnot. You know, but I feel like how many times did he pick her up and she was had bruises on her?
Exactly.
And she said, I don't want to go back to my mom. And you still brought her back there anyway. You know?
Right. He could have went right to the car.
I would have took that charge. Yep.
Yes.
We're
going to bring Miss
like,
T on, y'all. We're going to bring Twisted T on. T, are you there?
Hey.
T.
Hello.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey, Betty. Happy birthday to you.
thank you. So,
how you feeling?
Oh, I'm fine. for right now, anyway.
Okay, all right.
Blessed to see another year.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. What y'all talking about tonight? I heard some of it, but
we're talking about the failure of that little girl Anaya that was killed.
Oh man.
Everybody had their hands in it. Everybody.
Exactly.
The mother,
exactly.
the father, the boyfriend, the school, the hospital.
Everybody
failed this little girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have a total
At the end of the day, I always say God don't make no mistakes. And that might have been the only way of her way out of being abused. You know, I hate to think of it like that, but again, he don't make any mistakes. And because she was being abused so bad, like, what other route is there to go? She was only four.
I'm going to heal with that for a second. I'm going to heal with that for a second. God doesn't make a mistake. Yes, probably taking her was a good thing. But God wasn't nowhere in the equation when those devils was beating that little girl.
True.
Yeah.
Understand what I'm saying? Because,
yep.
listen,
mm-hmm.
there's God, and there's Lucifer. Because hell is real. The devil is definitely real. And between that, you know what's in between that? Free will. And that's you.
Yeah.
That's you. That's what you have to deal with. You understand what I'm saying?
Actually could have gave her away. Like,
hell is waiting on those people. Hell waiting on them.
But I'm just saying, why didn't you just take her somewhere and drop her off? You know, if you didn't
exactly.
want this baby.
If the father wanted her that bad, why not give her to the father?
thank you. Or why didn't he fight hard enough to get this baby?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. His story has to come out a little more for me to understand why he didn't have custody of this little girl.
We're going to hear more of it. I'm sure we're going to hear more.
Oh, trust and believe. It's coming out.
Yep, but you know what? I'm not even, forgive me when I say it, I'm not buying it. You know, like I said, I'm still on the defense of everybody failed her, you know. And I see, you know, he's upset. Don't get me wrong, I see it. But I feel like all too common and all too often do you get to see the mother and father are not together. The mother now has a new boyfriend. And next, you know, the boyfriend either killed the child or the boyfriend and the mother done killed the child. It happens so often, you know. And I remember it happened not too long ago. You know, I remember it happening not too long ago. Similar situation. Like, I feel bad, you know, but I feel
did
like...
Did y'all hear the 911 tape?
Say it again?
Did y'all hear the 911 call that the mother made?
No, I
sort of kind of listened to it, but like
she
I said, it's
saying,
so many missing pieces.
She was saying, my daughter is, something's wrong with my daughter. So the 911 operator was asking, you know, what is wrong. She says, well, she's not feeling good. She's like passing out. So the 911 operator was asking her, is she alive? Or is she beep breathing? The mother said, well, since we went to the seafood place last week, and then she wasn't feeling good, and then she switched it up, and then was like, well, her eyes are rolling back in her head. The 911 operator said, is she breathing? And then the boyfriend said something, and then the mother said, no, she's not breathing. The 911 operator said, well, then you need to be performing CPR right now.
Right.
She was going all over the place while she was in, you know, on the phone with the 911 operator. Like, really?
I like heard a similar situation that happened here in Winston. Actually, yesterday, CPS took some kids because the father constantly beat on the mother, knocked her down, and the baby had a little broken arm and bruises. And he was like, well, I just knocked her down one step. She fell down the rest. It's not my fault.
Oh, excuse me. Shoot, you caused that. Open door.
I mean, like it was just so common, like, you know, okay, y'all going to take them, so what? No, I'm going to fight for mine. You know, that's like the situation when I was telling you all about last week. Like, no, somebody's got to step up to the plate. And what was this baby's grandparents or, you know, other family members? I mean, somebody had to be aware of this baby being abused like this.
Or it could be going on for 3 years, absolutely.
Yes.
This is over from the dates that I've seen. This has been happening since 2015. I mean, it gets me to the point where I have a headache. It gave me a headache. Like, there's just, everybody failed this baby.
Wow.
I mean, everybody really failed this baby. It's crazy. And especially to the daycare. Y'all have all this stuff documented. You know, because my nephew and I was talking about that earlier. He was like, nah, the daycare have reported it. I said, no, the daycare documented it. But they never said, we called the Child Protective Services and reported anything. There's a difference.
Are you kidding? so sad, like.
It is. And makes your heart hurt. And I don't know these people from skin of pain.
I thought that they did. I thought that when she was interviewed on TV, I'm pretty sure she said that they did call CPS, or whichever one it was there. I'm pretty sure she did say that she did call, but the case was open. They investigated, but then the case was closed.
Wow.
I wonder how
in other words, unfounded.
And this little girl going with black eyes and stuff. Like, they all, that's
somebody lying. This whole thing is fishy, like.
Somebody's lying.
I can't. Yeah. Real bad, too. I mean, like, you know.
Well, she rest in peace. And may they all pay for that, man, because, you know, come on, an innocent little child, like, if you didn't want the girl, like you said, there's a lot of people out here that can't have children and want children.
Right, right. They would have took that baby and loved her unconditionally, you know, like, oh, wow.
It's just heart-wrenching, you know, and my heart goes
and
out.
And it's not a lot of words you can say because she's gone now.
That's a fact.
You know, and now it's like, you know, everybody want to talk about it, but it should have been addressed long before now. You know, something should have been done, and this baby might have still been here.
Uh-huh.
But she can't defend herself at 4 years old. Even if she wanted to run away, she couldn't. She don't know nothing about running away. I mean, like, oh, my gosh, like, ugh. It breaks my heart to even think of it, you know?
She was even telling him that the mother did it. She told him. Mommy did it. Mommy hit me. Like, how many times, how many stories do y'all need before y'all know this lady is abusing her child? How many stories, how many bruises and stuff do you need?
Until she's where she is. I mean, it's sad to say. Mm-hmm.
You know what? And I was listening. I don't know, this heater thing is so loud. But to just piggyback off, I think what T was saying as far as, you know, God doesn't make any mistakes, you know. And forgive me when I say it, but I feel like this was the devil working. I don't know if God had anything to do with this one, you know. Only because, and believe me, I know the word, you know, I go to church, you know, I'm in it, you know, but I feel like this was so much going on, you know, at one time for what, 2-3 years?
I don't know.
It's like 2-3 years to me. That's way too long right there. You know, that's way too long for this kid to be abused, to be, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, she's being abused, and she's four.
Like
she's
you said,
4 years
Storm
old. Like, let's not, you know, let's not forget, she's 4 years old. She was able to tell these people that somebody, her mother, was hitting her, and the system failed her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I probably sound like I'm agitated a little bit because I am. You know, I feel like
it's enough to
they,
be agitated.
They step in from time to time, but when do you step in to remove this child out the home? This kid probably would have had a better chance in foster care.
Right.
God is not the author of confusion. You understand? And if you're not beckoning him, you know, he's going to leave you to do things on your own. And this is what I was saying about the free will. There was free will in there. They had the will to do the right or the wrong thing. You understand? So people get confused about the God thing. You know, you understand what I'm saying? And again, I don't want to sound like I'm cursing God for anything, because I don't. I don't. But it's people operate on their own. They just had cold hearts. They had cold.
Yeah.
And they allowed them demons to take over.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? Somebody just need to, like, well, I hope, and I'm not going to say hope and pray, but yes, I do. When they do get locked up, I just hope somebody just constantly abuse them every single day.
Oh, they in protective custody. You know that. Say, not for nothing, though, but devil's advocate, who's to say that the mother didn't experience any type of abuse?
It's possible.
Because not for nothing, you have to be an animal, to be able to carry this child for 9 months. Okay, let's be serious. You carried the child, whether you have full birth or whether you had it early, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
This was something that was growing inside of your body, and you delivered this child. Exactly.
Right.
This is your creation. And you found it in your heart to do this? That's an animal to me.
Yeah,
that is an animal.
I'm sorry. That's an animal.
Yeah, you're animalistic.
Come on.
The animalistic real.
I'm sorry.
You know,
and this wasn't a man that she was with. This was a child. Because guaranteed, if you wanted to fight and you wanted to go out there and beat somebody up, you could have picked somebody your own age, your own size. And this was
true.
You had a challenge.
True.
You picked somebody
right.
that was.
And then, if it's anything against her baby father, why she didn't go at him? Go try to kill him.
But I'm gonna tell you, in my mind, I'm questioning what type of relationship that they have.
True. Right.
What type of relationship did they have? Did she show you different signs that maybe she wasn't ready to be a mother or maybe she wasn't stable? Did she show you signs? Because I don't think you turned into an animal overnight.
Yeah.
Right.
She could have resented him so much till she saw him in her daughter. You understand?
Exactly.
And a lot of times that happens. I've seen that happen where the child is so much like the father that the mother just resents the child, like, oh, you're just like your father. Get out of here. You're just like your father. Get out of here.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And the stories that the mother was coming up with, oh, she did it at Applebee's. Oh, she fell off the bed. She had a story for every bruise that this child had. So her intentions were to hurt this little girl.
Yeah.
Her intentions were to hurt this little girl. So maybe she was abused. Maybe she could have been. But that's not no excuse for what you did to that child.
It's not an excuse. But when you get into a relationship with somebody, you get to see different behaviors that person has in that relationship. Bottom line.
Right.
But before you start to create a baby with that person, you get to see their behaviors. You get to see, okay, is that person, is she short-tempered? You know what I'm saying? Is she someone that gets physical right away? You need to pick and choose who you're having these babies with, so therefore you know what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. What type of behavior does this person have? What's his personal Those are the questions, because before you lay down with someone, you should know a little bit about them.
Thank you.
You know something.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what, Storm? Earlier I did an interview with this lady named Miss Maggie, and she has a corporation called Save Our Daughters Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And she was speaking about that stuff. A lot of times she has, and she's geared towards young women, ages 8 to 19, I think, 8 to 19, you know, where they can come, because they do. A lot of them have home problems where they can't go to their parent and talk to them for whatever reason, whether the parents are too busy or the parent is abusive or for whatever reason. You know, so she started this corporation where she invites these young ladies in, and, you know, they do, you know, different things, like banquets and stuff like that. She said the main thing that goes on with these young ladies is their self-esteem, you know, because of their home environment.
Right.
You know, so that goes along, that goes to show you how stuff goes on at home. You know, a lot of times these kids can't say anything at home because of an abusive parent like that lady that just killed that baby.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know what? A lot of times they do say something. A lot of times they do say something, and guess what? When they say it, people don't believe them or they don't understand
what they're saying. Right.
And not for nothing, like, no matter how old your children are, even let's just say from the age of 8 to 19, you're still checking their cell phones periodically. You're still involved with what's going on at home. You should still have passcodes. You're still involved in it. And I feel like a lot of people don't say something, but guess what? They might not say it to the people on the outside. But guaranteed, they told a friend, or they
somebody,
told one of the parents,
somebody,
or they told a grandmother, they told
everything.
A grandfather.
Right.
They're saying something. It's just what did the person do with the information that's given is the problem to me.
Right. Exactly.
If you get the information and you hold on to it and you don't take it nowhere, then yes, you're just as guilty as
the other person. If you're
doing something about the situation, then guess what? Then you're doing something. Then you can sleep well at night saying, you know what? I did my best. Well, I did what I thought was right.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Right. I tried to help.
And trust me, you know, I should have called in, but literally I was running around so much. I should have called in just to, like, you know, ask some questions and see, like, you know, what her feedback was as far as, you know, how does she feel about this situation we're talking about right now? Or even There was a video online with this, excuse my language, African-American lady, okay, young girl. She put a blunt to her daughter's mouth and let her daughter pull it.
They arrested her.
The daughter wasn't even 1 year old. When I tell you, the daughter, she took a pull of it, and the girl's mother thought that it was funny. Like, you think this is acceptable? You put a blunt to this kid's mouth? And
that's crazy. That's
this is what I say when you need to be careful who you are laying down with, what you tend to run up in, and what you tend to create a baby with. Because these people are not fit from the beginning. And if you think that giving birth to a baby is going to make you more fit, it's not. It's going to make you 10 times worse.
Absolutely.
It's not going to make
you're not
fit.
Ready. You're not ready for that.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why I always said, if y'all remember, I've always said a baby it won't keep a man. So you gotta have a baby, and it's gonna keep that man intact. That's so not true. So not true.
No, it's not. Or if you think that, okay, if you get pregnant, okay, someone's gonna judge you. If you say, okay, I'm not ready to be a parent, I'm sorry. There's no judgment here. If you feel that you are not, well, if you're not able and you're not willing to be a parent and you know that it's something that you just can't do, then guess what? You need to make better decisions and safety precautions, because there's consequences for everything that we do. And if a kid says nowadays, oh, well, you know what? I had sex unprotected and now I'm pregnant, but I don't want the baby. There should be resources out there for that kid, so therefore they don't feel obligated to be stuck with a kid that they don't want from the beginning. Know what I'm saying? So to me, I feel like not just
that's
this situation where she failed. Right. It's failed. These kids don't stand a chance when you decide that you want to make babies with these unfit people. An unfit teen, an unfit adult, a parent that still has mental issues, a person that has abusive situations, they've been in and out, a person that has been mentally, physically, and emotionally abused. These kids don't stand a chance coming into this world, and I feel that there should be places out there where if someone does get pregnant and they say, you know what, I don't want this baby, somebody should be able to take these kids.
Right.
If they say, I don't want this baby, something should be out there. Like, there's not enough of that out there where people could say, you know what, I'm going to drop this baby off. I might have delivered this baby. I'm going to drop this baby off and don't ask no questions. Nowadays, you drop the baby off, they want to find out who you are, when you have birth, why you get the baby. They want to do all. It doesn't matter. What matters is you had enough sense to drop this kid off because you did
that. I didn't harm the baby. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And I'm telling you, that to me,
there's too many frequent stories.
You know?
There's too many frequent stories where people are finding babies in dumpsters. Like, no, that's not a safe haven. You know, it's like you said, open up more police stations. You know, churches.
You know, stop,
you only have a select
so
few where these girls can go.
You know?
Like, I can't deal with this baby anymore. You know, again, men now too have to take some responsibility. You out here sleeping with these people, condoms. You can go get free condoms all day.
Yeah. Right, but that's what I'm saying. Be careful who you lay up with. You know what I'm saying? Be careful with what you're doing. And I'm not blaming you on anyone more than the other. I'm just saying in general, we have to be responsible. And if you're having a problem being responsible and you decide that, you know what, I am pregnant now and I don't want this baby, you should be able to drop this kid off and say, you know what, I don't want this baby, and leave it at that. But why do you think the kids drop the babies in a garbage can or they leave the babies out? Because as soon as they drop that baby off, they want to know who's the mother, who's the father, why don't you want the baby? They want to go all around the circle to find out what's wrong with you that you don't want this baby, when all reality is, I'm telling you I don't want this baby. You think you're going to get me some help and that's going to make me want this baby? It doesn't.
Right.
If they
don't
want the kid, they just don't want the kid.
If they're
in a relationship, but then if they're in a relationship and the person says, you know what, I'm not ready to have a baby, I feel like women should listen. If someone tells you they're not ready, then guess what? They're not ready. And by you having that baby isn't going to make them ready. I'm sorry. It's not going to make them ready.
Right.
You're not going to change their mind. You're not.
And what you're going to do is you're going to keep the baby. You're going to post on social media, oh, I have a baby, or this is the father, or the father's a deadbeat because they're not around, they're not in the baby's life. But they told you in advance they didn't want the baby.
Right. So listen, my next question is, you see, now that they're teaching about homosexuality in, like, kindergarten and different things like that, don't you think they should be teaching more about safe sex and you know, protecting yourself and birth control, too, at a younger age? Because they're not.
Yeah.
They're not teaching that. They're only teaching about homosexuality.
I feel like a lot of people nowadays, they're teaching them about homosexuality. But my thing is while you're so busy teaching them, I'm sorry, little Jenny or little Peter is at home being abused. While you're teaching them, how about this? You know what I'm saying? They at home being abused. Or somebody done touched them, or somebody's hitting on them. That while you teaching this and worried about that, what about that? You know?
Yep.
Or what about that dysfunctional home that kid is in and that kid has no one to go to? Meanwhile, you don't talk about homosexuality. Get out of here. Come on, let's focus on what's at hand. These kids are little. These kids are impressionable. And these kids are seeing that if daddy could hit mommy or mommy could smack daddy up, then guess what? That's the right thing to do. How about that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
focus on that.
How about
how so-and-so is touching that kid?
That's always in a rage.
Yeah, talk about that. You want to talk about homosexuality. I don't care what your gender is. I don't care what you do in your time. That's your business. But what I care about is the fact that there's so many kids out there that's in dysfunctional homes and has nowhere to go, and they have nowhere to turn to. How about that?
Yeah.
A lot of people are taking out
free.
The religious aspects out of it. They're taking out talking about religion and, you know, talking about praying. They're taking all of that out of it nowadays. So you think you're going to take that out and you're going to talk about homosexuality? And that's okay?
Yeah.
Get out of here. I don't need my kid knowing nothing about that. What I need my kid knowing about is that there is a higher power. We believe in it. It exists and it's here. And there's a lot of different religions out there that might not believe the same way that you believe. But that doesn't mean that they're less than a person. No, you know what I'm saying? Well, teach them when little Johnny decides that he want to come shoot up the school. Teach them how to hide, run. If you see something, say something. Teach them that. Get out of there with that homosexuality. I'm sorry.
Right.
Forgive me.
Right.
That's just how I feel.
And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want you teaching my kids that no way, because I don't know where your head really is. You know,
can I teach you?
Let me be
can
the
I
one to
about it?
Bring it to my kids' attention. Well, they come to me when they're ready.
Exactly.
You know?
When they're, you know, when the conversation is, when it's time to have that conversation, I'll have that conversation with my kids. I don't need to have a conversation with my kids because I don't know, are you feeling that way and that's why you're expressing that, or did you feel that way when you were a kid and that's why you're pushing that so much? Is that why? Because at the same time, please make sure that you explain to these kids that yes, it's okay to be different, but if you are, what's the right way to say it? You can be different, you can have your own identity, but you have no right to walk around smacking people on the butt or touching people because you want them to feel a different way about it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have the right to be impressionable on them. Let me voice my opinion. Let me teach my kid before you try and teach my kid about something like that.
I think they should have a consent form before they just go and automatically teach this. There should be some consent form sent home to the parents, like, okay, this is, we would like to introduce this our next lesson or whatever. A parent should have the right to say yes or no. Don't just automatically push this in these kids' face and say it's okay. No, you don't do that. It's wrong. I'm sorry.
And there's so many kids out there, too, that, like, are not on, like, the reading level, you know, or so many kids out there that's, like, you know, a lot of kids have special needs. What about focus more on that? Like, there's so many different things that you can focus more on, but you choose to focus something that you feel that's going to get you what? Public acknowledgement, you know? what are you doing, you know? Or that kid that came to school that got a bruise on them, did you investigate that?
Right.
Did you get ACS on
that?
That's
what happened. Right.
Yeah. Did you do that? Did you do your homework on that? Because after you've done all that, then come talking about something else. But until then, you need to fix what's right in front of your face. And I'm sorry, but that daycare, that was right in front of their face. That was right there in front of their face.
They're writing it on the wall.
And I'm seeing you on TV, and I'm getting very upset because you on TV now saying that you did this and you did that and you did this and you did that. And you know what? I should have took her was the last thing she said. I should have took her and then just suffered the consequences later. Should have, would have, could have, but didn't.
Really?
Should have,
could have,
would have, guess
just
what?
Saying.
But you didn't.
No.
Y'all should be fired.
Now he's leading all these rallies and stuff. He even made a rap song for his daughter already. Have y'all heard the song?
No.
Yeah.
And I'm not buying the song, and I'm not listening to the song, and I'm not promoting the song either.
As of yesterday, yeah, he made this song. And yesterday, he got this rap song to his daughter. Yeah, he's been leading all these rallies and protesting against the CPS.
Like I said, I need more information. I need some more information. It's not enough information for me either.
You know what? Miss Mobetta, I agree. I feel like, you know what? Why don't you get on TV and get that full-blown interview with somebody else that's going to really give you a thorough interview? Not for nothing. You, how about this? You call GQ Palace. Okay, Rich Money and Storm will give you an interview, and best believe it'll be an interview that you will always remember because it's gonna come with straight facts and straight questions. You come and call on into the GQ Palace, and we'll definitely ask you some questions because to me, I need more information than what you're telling me. I need more than that. I need something that's going to help me sleep at night. Because right now, only thing I see is the more and more I see your kid's picture, I see more and more how the system failed her, how you failed her, how everybody failed her, but not 6 months, but years. I see that, and I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that.
He wouldn't be able to handle the
power
from y'all.
You call the palace, and let's see.
Let's buying it. Chop it up. Let's lay this all out on the table so we could so the people can have some type of clarity of what had really happened to the little girl.
Right.
Other than we know she was killed, we do know.
But
we
want
to know everybody's role in this. I need more information. I do.
Because more information.
Even my my nephew was saying like, oh well, maybe the boyfriend didn't do anything. I said he did because even if he didn't physically touch her, he was there. You could have stopped it.
Yep, exactly. Well, anyway, both the mother and the boyfriend are in jail with $1 million bail each. Sierra Day, age 23, and Deontay Lewis, age 26. They each have $1 million bail, and they are not getting out. And they better be. They better hope that they're in protective custody because they're going to get their butts
tore up on the floor.
I wouldn't even put them in protective custody. No.
I wouldn't either.
Nope.
They're going to get
Well, you know what? Even in protective custody, things happen in there, too. So
we know that. And we know that because not for nothing, what happened to Sandra Bland? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
What you think? What you think will happen? You know, witness protection? You think that you're going to go to jail and everyone's just going to be like,
guy
oh, you know what?
The officer was acquitted of all charges with her.
And that's why I brought that name up, because I sure saw it and I could not believe it. So not for nothing, I feel like as parents, not blaming anybody, but just saying as parents, we all have to work on our relationship with our children, with our grandchildren, with our great-grandchildren. We have to work on those relationships because what you want is you want that kid to be able to come to you and say, this is what's going on. And you want to be able to take that road to do whatever you got to do by any means necessary because now it's their life. It's life or death at this point. And you want to make sure that you're involved and you know what's going on. Me, I want to know what's going on. I'm sorry.
I'm
checking phones. I'm checking messages. I'm checking Snapchat. I'm checking all social media.
All of it.
I want to know exactly what's going on. I'm sorry. I want
to
know.
I want to know.
I don't want to
be
the last
parent,
to know. Right? How about that? I don't want to be the last to know. You know, I want to know.
I mean, that's why you got so many babies having babies, like, you know, because you're not there and you're not listening to the cry outs. Like, something's got to be done. Like, I mean, it, like I told my brother yesterday, I said after a while, kids are going to be scared to even go to school with all these shootings and everything.
Well, oh, please. You see, there was another shooting in Maryland.
In Maryland
that guy,
yesterday.
I guess it was his ex-girlfriend or something.
Yeah, in Maryland.
It was a stabbing, right? Was it a stabbing?
No, he shot. He was a shooting. He shot two people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then he ended up dead, too. He ended up dead. The other two didn't die. He did. They
wow.
said they wasn't sure if he shot himself or if the police officer shot him.
Right.
But you know
wow.
what, Jesus? But not for nothing, though. But how do you guys feel, and I'll ask it quickly so we can all, you know, answer. How do you feel about relationships between the ages of, like, 12 and let's just say 17? How do you feel about that? You know, do you feel like kids are emotionally ready for that?
No.
Or do you feel like say, relationships are very complex, you know, and they're, how do you feel about that? Just curious.
To me, no.
That's so not ready.
I don't think you're ready.
No.
You can say you are, but I still don't think that you are.
Yeah.
I think that's just a kid wanting to have what they want. You understand what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's like my friend. Oh, I gotta have that. Like, you don't even understand what comes along with that.
Yeah,
right.
For real.
Huh?
For real.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
No, they're so not ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like relationships are like an emotional attachment, you know, and some people can handle them, you know, but even as adults, we struggle, you know. So if you're an adult and you're struggling, you know, handling a relationship, then you know that as a child with your hormones going crazy and peer pressure and school and work, you know, and just everyday life, it's so stressful, you know.
I witnessed it, my daughter went through a hard time with, you know, her first love and, like, literally was almost suicidal when he broke up with her. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I literally did not know what to do. She didn't want to talk to me about it. The counselors in school were calling me, and, you know, she had to talk to someone in school every couple of days. And, like, literally, I'm so glad that, you know, that she got to experience it. So that, you know, hopefully the next time, and hopefully there's not a next time, but, you know, she got the experience. She got her feet wet, you know, but it was sad. And I think my main focus, you know, her main focus should just be school and bettering herself and getting to where, you know, you're not mature enough for that yet, you know. But
she
experienced it and got through it, and thank God she's okay and she's good. Anyway, Divas, time is of the essence. It's like time to rock and roll, and
fast.
By the way, I'm stuck
didn't
here.
Go,
by
didn't
the way,
it go
I'm,
fast?
I'm
didn't
stuck
it go
here
fast?
For the night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm stranded for the night, girls.
I knew it.
Stranded at the drive-in.
These two people are walking with umbrellas, Chester. It's snowing cats and dogs, and they're walking down the road with umbrellas. Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my God. It's horrible. Yeah,
wow.
It's horrible. So I'm going to, let's go around the table and give our final thoughts on tonight's show. I'm going to go first because I got to run. I definitely had an awesome time, as I always do with you, Divas. And I'll see you ladies again next week, same time, same place. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Stay warm.
I'm going to try.
All right, see, your turn.
My final thought on it is, you know, hey, take those red flags, take the heed that, you know, something is not right, and do what you need to do, regardless of who it hurt. At the end of the day, we're looking for that kid to be here with us. You know, an adult, you could go ahead and hurt, but I don't want to see that kid hurt or dead.
That's right.
You know, my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Miss Mobetta?
It's on you. So what you going to do?
But on a serious note, let's keep an eye on our children. Again, go back to being that nosy parent if you have to. And if somebody, if a child comes to you with a story saying that somebody did something to them, you take that to heart. You investigate it. You look into it and see what you can do to help this child. Don't just sweep it under the rug. And especially, mm-hmm. too, if you guys are AKA professionals. Let's do your doggone job, you know. And we got to start children are supposed to be our future. Let's start acting like it. Protect your children by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I'm out.
That's right. All right. So, of course, my final thought, of course, with the topic, you know, is everybody should be held accountable because they failed. They failed her. Everybody should be held accountable because they failed her. I'm sorry. I'm definitely not. I don't think that there's not one person that's innocent except for the child. You know, when it comes down to the parents, when it comes down to the boyfriend, you know, I feel like everyone is guilty. And then the father will definitely take it extremely hard when he sits back and he thinks, wow, could I have done something different? Or that one time when the child said she didn't want to go back home, should I have paid attention to it? You know, like everyone should think about what they didn't do in this situation and make sure that it doesn't happen again. If you're going to rally and you're going to petition and you're going to sue and you're going to pursue a lawsuit, you know, on this child's behalf, you need to make sure that those proceeds go to another foundation or something that will help people investigate children who are being abused. How about that? Don't be so quick to pocket that money. Let's do an organization or find an organization that I'm sure does exist somewhere out there just to be able to help, you know, raise more money and get money to be able to research to find out where these kids are or find them proper housing once you take them out of that home of being abused. And I feel like the hospital, when you have a child comes in there and that kid has a mark on them or a bruise or whatever, or require stitches, or whatever the case may be, that doesn't seem right, you also have to follow your first gut instinct and call CPS, ACS, or whoever it is. Let them make that judgment call to send that kid back home before you make that judgment call to discharge that patient, you know, to me. Now, to the father, you can definitely call him at 646-716-6970, and we will definitely give you an interview. Just to go over exactly what took place, what happened, and the who, what, when, where, why, and how. We will definitely be able to give you that interview so that people can hear where you're coming from. People can hear your side of the story. And, of course, it is a free interview, so anybody can reach out to get that interview at 646-716-6970. We're ready and willing at any time to give that interview. We have plenty of shows. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be just one. We need to be able to get that interview to be able to say, this is, let you get the floor to see what you can say. And then at the same time, allow people to call in to set that forum up to be able to give you their feedback on what they think you should have did or shouldn't have did or whatever the case may be. So we're definitely ready and willing for that. So that was my final thought with the topic, and I definitely agree with the Twisted Tea, Miss Mobetta, and with Ray Queen as far as you do have to make sure that you're involved in your kids' life. You have to make sure that you are the eyes and ears. You can't be the last to know. You need to be the first to know. So this way you can prepare yourself for what happened or what didn't happen. So this way you're aware. You want to be aware. You don't want to be the last person to know after it took place. You want to know, so be involved with your kids, communicate with your kids, and sometimes allow them to be able to talk to you without judgment, because if they feel that you're going to judge them, they're not going to tell you. But if you come with an open mind and let them know they're not in trouble, you just love them and you want to help them, and you're here to help them, and just listen without judgment, then you'll probably get a better response. I'm working on listening without judgment. I want my kids to feel comfortable to be able to come to me at any time, any place, a message, call, whatever the case may be. Let me know what's going on, because I'm involved and I want to continue to be involved. So with that being said, we do have a show this Friday. We are actually interviewing, I'm probably going to get his last name wrong, but Adrian Bahar, I believe. He's a Louisiana blues brother, and he is a blues artist, and you guys got to call in to listen to this music. It's definitely on point. Everything is a story. Just saying. Anybody that's familiar with blues, you know that there's a story, and you know that they're telling you.
They always got a story to tell. better
exactly.
believe it.
Exactly. And it's his music. He has a story to tell. Trust me. So definitely call in for that on Friday at 7 p.m. The number to call, once again, is 646-716-6970. And that interview is at 7 p.m. So definitely check us out. But we also do have a show on Monday, which is UAR Radio, Unsigned Radio, Unsigned Artist Radio, that you can call in, same number as well. We also have our Tuesday show, which is Love Sensation, same number. Call in, check us out. You'll definitely be jamming for that, just saying. And then on Monday show, any artists that want their music rotated free of charge, you can send all the information in to gqpalaceradio@gmail.com or gq002@gmail.com. And you can get your music rotated nonstop every week on our Monday show. And then Wednesday, you know, you're back with the Divas. And we definitely going to deliver a show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. So definitely check us out with that. And then we have our Friday show. So with that being said, have a blessed and safe weekend, everybody. We look forward to speaking to you guys on Friday. And this week, it's been a wonderful show. Love you guys. Stay safe.
Ew.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street in every direction. I need heaven to show me just a little affection. No, 'cause all of the signs, point towards I could get a running start and sort of my victory, but
one
I can't.
One
heaven help me.
One
yeah. I can now.
One
oh no. No matter how hard I try,
I can't.
No. I can't fly.